minute, ladies and gentlemen, that you're about to hear.
Yes, and I'd like to add, I've also sent certified mail to John MacArthur, in addition to informing all his pastors and handing out in excess of 550 or possibly 1,500 flyers in front of his church. So he's well aware. He's had men excommunicated from his church for a lot less.
Yes,
and
he's
well aware if somebody in his church called him a psychologizer, they will be excommunicated. So this, he is well aware of what's going on. I've sent him certified mail documenting all this.
But the small groups are psychology.
Yes, it is.
He is a psychologizer.
Mind control.
That's right.
This is psychology at the highest level.
Socio-psychology, right?
Yes.
That's right.
It's social psychology.
Right.
It's brainwashing.
Wow.
Read that letter.
Wow.
Yeah, it's addressed to the Harvest Hickory family, so it's addressed to the congregation that Kirk Gebhards is now gone to from Dr. John MacArthur. It opens up, quote, "It is my privilege to be able to recommend Kirk Gebhards as a faithful and gifted man of God who has given evidence of a true pastoral call and heart for expository preaching. He is also a very gifted. He is also very gifted in administrative skills with attendant blessing.
Whatever that is.
He has served the Lord well in his various ministries at Grace Community Church for several years." Then jumping down a little ways, he says, "He loves Christ, has a passion for God's word, and is fully committed to biblical ministry. Kurt is an exemplary Christian in every respect of his life." I'm jumping down a little bit. "I believe that Kurt's life and priorities are such that bring honor to the Lord. In closing, his eagerness to be a faithful servant of the Lord is a quality that I am confident will result in much fruit in the service of the King. Yours in the Master, John MacArthur."
That is called double talk. That's double talk, because when you find out what this guy's done in ministry and what he believes, and then MacArthur trying to talk like an evangelical, you know, coming out of a cloud, saying that this man is God's favorite son, that's double talk. They do it all the time. And when you guys listen to him on Grace to You, that's all you're listening to. You guys want to know how I know I'm telling the truth? Why did the late Dr. J. Vernon McGee get out of those big churches and just do radio through the Bible every day for 30 minutes? Now, some of you may not believe what is dispensationalism, but he got out because he saw through it, just the way that I got out because I see through it. I didn't look up Bob Johnson. Bob Johnson looked me up because he sees through it. Here's the inevitable question. Do you people see through it yet? All right, Bob, we're about coming to the end. What you want to close out with?
Well, I'd like to encourage people to go to the Watch Unto Prayer site. I'd like to, let me give the address again. It's www.watch.pair.com. Read the Grace Church expose, The Transformation of John MacArthur's Grace Church. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. If anyone wants documentation, I have all documentation. I can mail it to them. And I would say don't have idolatry. John MacArthur, everyone believes that this man is a great Christian. And he speaks a lot of truth. His preaching is good. But someone said once that rat poison is 95% good food. And if it was all poison, no one would eat it. So we're told by Jesus to judge them by their fruit, not by their words alone. So I ask everyone to judge John MacArthur and Grace Church by the fruit. Wow. And I'd like to thank you, Pastor John, for giving me this opportunity.
I'd like to thank you for pressing me, because you know me. I'm not John MacArthur. So I'm glad that you pressed me and asked me to listen to his sermon. Dr. Klink, you want to end up with some comments?
I do. And actually, I'm going to end up with an apology. Okay. I'm going to apologize to Bob, and I'm going to apologize to the listening audience, because when Bob first presented some of this information, I didn't want to believe it.
Right.
And it had to become overwhelming, and to me, it's much too late in coming that I came to it. I mean, it took me a lot longer than it should have, because he did give good information, and you know, I had to come to the point where it was overwhelming evidence that MacArthur had to be aware and complicit in all of it. And that's what took me a long time to get to. I wanted to think that he was just naive, that he was the head of this big empire, and that there was little stuff going on, that he just you know, was under his radar. But obviously that's not the case. And I apologize, and we can all learn from that, is that we do need to investigate. We do need to yield to the truth, even when the truth goes against what we want it to be. And we need, again, to examine everything in the light of the Word of God. And when it doesn't match up, it's not truth.
I recall what made me come over on Bob Johnson's side is that he kind of like, in our discussions, Bob was accusing me of being cowardice,
mm-hmm.
afraid to approach
mm-hmm.
MacArthur.
Mm-hmm.
In my study, I had to ask myself, are you really afraid, John, because you know the man personally, because you know people that has attended his grad school, because you know pastors that pastor some of your friends that came out of there? Are you really cowardice about this? And you guys got to know that I've never followed any man. That's why I repeatedly get kicked out of churches, because I don't listen to what people say. But I'm glad that I looked at, I think what did it for me, Bob, is this website, Your Work, because since it's there on the internet, when you read that, the first thing that I said, if any of this is a lie, this man can be sued. This can be seen as slanderous material.
Right. Yeah, I'd also like to add that what I've described tonight going on at Grace Church is less than one-tenth of really what is going on. John
wow.
MacArthur has international ministries that are partnering with foreign governments in fulfilling Rick Warren's peace plan.
Wow.
In merging with the Drucker three-legged stool with the government and business. So there's much, much, much more going on than just two purpose-driven ministries here.
Mm-hmm.
He has church leaders fully on board with the church growth agenda. I've mentioned a couple of them: Bill Molinari, the chairman of the elder board, Rob Iverson. His international ministry is quite something. It's totally unbiblical, and is following Warren's communitarian agenda.
Yeah,
I fully believe.
And Al Mohler is, you know, huge with the Southern Baptist Convention.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And, you know, very major player on a major scale.
Shifty. Al Mohler.
He's in their pulpit every year.
Right.
Yeah, Bob just said he didn't come over.
He's in the pulpit every year. Right.
Wow.
Right. He invites him.
Right. And they don't ever want to hear that he is the leader of two UN NGOs. Focus on the Family. He sits on the board. And the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. He was the founding fellow of their think tank. So he has close connections to the United Nations.
Right. And those UN NGOs, by the way, because I've investigated those.
Yes.
And those are an arm of the United Nations in which these aren't something that they say, oh, you're doing good volunteer work, we just put you on a list because we support your work. That's not the case. They actually, these NGOs have to apply to the UN for the NGO status. They have to provide documentation that they are in line with the United Nations agenda. They have to provide documentation on a regular basis that they are distributing pro-United Nations materials to their membership. And that's how you retain that status as these NGOs. These NGOs have been there for a very long time. They're continuing to feed back information to the United Nations that they are brainwashing their membership with pro-United Nations agenda materials. If you don't do all of that, you are removed. And so these are not accidental. because I've looked into all the rules from the United Nations websites, and I know these NGOs specifically, and I know specifically that they are indeed promoting
right.
the One World Agenda, which is contrary to God and His Word.
Some of you may be out there saying, guys, why are you guys doing all this stuff? Why are you sharing this stuff with us? Well, you got to really understand the devil. The devil mm-hmm. is evil.
Mm-hmm.
He is wicked. His objective is to decimate God and to win this battle against right and wrong. What better people to use than people that have the hugest, biggest, most popular, the richest? And Mr. Johnson didn't even get into the monies that are coming mm-hmm. in through those organizations, through government funding. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
But well, and what better people to use than people who are professing Christ?
Yes.
To deceiving people to think that they're Christians and that they're on the right side, and you can totally
but he's smart.
Convince the masses.
He never said that he knew Christ.
No.
You see, MacArthur's very smart.
Right.
He said, when did I ever go on record and say that Christ is my Savior?
Right.
He's always talking about Christ being ours.
Mm-hmm.
But his Savior, because right. my relationship, no. He's into the relationship with the small groups and keep your money coming in. Our time is up.
Wow.
Bob, thank you so much
thank you,
for appearing.
Thank you, Pastor John. It's been a great pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, my pleasure, definitely. It's been a great evening, definitely.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mark Ramsey. Mark, while the music is playing, give the folk this man's email address again.
Email address is user8521@sbcglobal.net. User8521@sbcglobal.net. Or there's Pastor John, into the word one, @ca.rr.com.